Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here. Brian Flores spoke with the media at 2:30 about a half hour ago. We'll play you some of the highlights of that later on in the program. Obviously, that is the conversation being had today, is pulling Tua in the fourth quarter based on performance. And I watched, you know, myriad talking heads this morning. Dan Orlovsky on First Take said, I trust Brian Flores, but I do not get that decision at all. And by the way, because Crowder and I have said that today, you know, I thought it was a terrible decision, and then people are texting in, you've trusted Brian Flores all season long, and now you're not going to. I can have complete faith in someone. I can love the job that someone does and still tell you, in this instance, I believe they made a terrible decision. Doesn't mean that I don't trust the guy. Doesn't mean that I don't want him as my coach. I love Len. Len is our program director. I love Len. I do not agree with every decision that he makes. Doesn't mean that I don't respect him as a program director. Doesn't mean that I don't love him. I love Solana. Solana is the best executive producer that I've ever worked with in radio. Doesn't mean that I don't question some of the decisions that he makes. Brian Flores is the best head coach. I think we had the conversation on Thursday that he might be on the Mount Rushmore of Dolphins coaches already.
He's there.
And I don't even go back on that. But that doesn't mean that I thought yesterday's decision was the right decision. I thought it was a boneheaded decision. It doesn't mean anything other than that. You know, people are texting in, I'm glad you're not the Dolphins coach. Me too. That guy's going to make...
Me three.
Yeah, that guy's going to make 99 better decisions than I make out of 99 tries. Like, I'm not telling you I know better than him. I'm telling you, in my opinion, watching football and nothing more than as a fan, I thought it was a ridiculous decision to pull Tua. And me, as a fan, buying into Brian Flores and Chris Greer telling me Tua is the next great thing and worthy of the number 5 pick, I trust in Tua to bring me back from a 10-point deficit in the fourth quarter. Period. End of story. I know what Ryan Fitzpatrick can do, and if you gave me a choice, give me 14 minutes left, you're down by 10, you're going to go with Tua or Ryan Fitzpatrick, I will pick Tua. Period. End of story. That's just my opinion on it.
And coaches, players, Aaron Rodgers throws interceptions, Tom Brady throws interceptions, whatever coach you think is the best, Belichick makes mistakes. Belichick messes up. Andy Reid messes up. There was some calls last night that I saw Andy Reid running the ball, and I was like, ah, Andy, you got Patrick. What the hell are you running on 3rd and 8 for? Charlie Strong, I'll go to myself personally. Y'all know how much I love Charlie Strong. I love playing for him. I went to Florida to play for Charlie Strong. There were times that I was at Florida loving Charlie, sitting in Charlie's office for hours, getting the game plan ready. And during the game, we come to the sideline. I'd be like, Chuck, man, that was a crazy call, Chuck. And he'd be like, yeah, dumbass call, Crowder. And he just keep moving. Like, we're not saying Flores is a bad coach. We're saying he made the same mistakes that other coaches and players can make at times. And I believe that was when we mess up words and we mess up commercials, we call it radio interceptions. I think Flores had a quarterback interception by benching Tua in the fourth. Is he terrible? No. Has he thrown some touchdowns? Yes. But he threw an interception on that one.
Yep. I totally agree with that. So we'll discuss it. Will Manso is going to join us about 10 or 15 minutes. Oh, 305. I got so worked up there. I forgot. Pitbull bring everything back down to earth. Let's get headlines with the aforementioned Alejandro Solana.
Your headline from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk. So, the Dolphins, 6-4, ninth in the AFC playoff picture. Brian Flores did say Tua will start on Sunday in New York versus the Jets. What a difference 1 week makes, guys.
You're not lying.
Are we questioning Tua now or Flores? Who are we questioning?
I'm questioning Flores. Look, I didn't think Tua was playing a great game. Like, there's no question about it. I was beside myself that he was holding on to the ball for as long as he was without either scrambling or getting rid of it. So, yeah, every sack of those six sacks, I was like, what the bleep is going on here? I get Brian Flores' frustration there. Like, and I get fans saying, get rid of the quarterback, get rid of the quarterback. But I just don't understand a head coach doing that to his fifth overall pick after they just went to him 4 games ago. Like, to me, that's the perfect situation where you show trust in your new quarterback, the guy that's going to lead you for the next 10 or 15 years. I don't get it. It's driving me crazy. The more that I think about it, the more that I talk about it.
And you're upsetting me.
I know. Driving me crazy. That you know what? If you want to take someone out that's down 28 points, that's thrown 3 picks, you want to take them out for mercy on them. I get it. Yeah. But to take someone out that's within 10 points, that has shown you in college he can orchestrate a comeback. I mean, that's Tua's thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I think it was a boneheaded decision.
I saw him complete a 3rd and 26 in a national championship game. An SEC championship game. Huh. Oh, my God. Come on, Flo.
Just don't get it.
We had Heat news over the weekend, guys. Goran Dragic, he signs with Miami. Myers Leonard, he signs with Miami. Avery Bradley. We got Bradley, Hawk. We got him. We got the Bradley.
We
all wanted.
George Sedano was on with us. So Crowder was off Friday. Me and Whittingham were doing the show together on Friday. And Sedano came on with us. And he gave us a heads up. He said, listen, somebody that people aren't talking about down here, Avery Bradley. He said, I think Avery Bradley is in the sights of Pat Riley. And he was correct.
That's awesome. I like little Avery Bradley now. He can play some ball.
Yep. Yep.
And you can tell he's a culture guy. He's a hard worker, doesn't say a lot. Yeah, he'll fit right
in. Yep, yep.
Sedano doesn't want us to know, but he's got sources, man. Like, he tried to play it off like, I'm not reporting anything. But clearly he was. The guy's got sources.
That dude had it.
Jay Crowder, he has signed a 3-year deal with Phoenix. Derek Jones Jr. has signed with Portland. And Solomon Hill, unfortunately, he will be leaving the Miami Heat as well. He signed with the Atlanta Hawks.
How much did he get from the Hawks? I didn't even notice that. Did that come across on any ticker?
Yeah, I did. I have it right here.
No, it didn't come across on any ticker,
it did.
Hawk.
It did.
When?
I think a vet minimum, veterans minimum.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think
so. He's signing Carmelo deals. Carmelo doesn't want to go home, man. This dude is signing league minimum just to play basketball.
Joe Burrow carted off the field yesterday, guys. He tweeted out, see you next year, and we learned last hour that he has a torn MCL and ACL, you said, Hawk?
Yeah, torn ACL, obviously the more important one, and the MCL.
Yeah. Miami Hurricanes haven't played, but doesn't matter. They're back in the top 10 of the AP poll.
Talk about it.
Yeah,
talk about it.
Number 10, one loss, Canes.
That's a little respect now when you don't play and you jump back in the top 10. That's a little respect nationally.
Hey, guess who just canceled their interview with us tomorrow?
I know.
Tua.
We had a surprise for everybody. We had Tua booked for tomorrow via USAA, and I don't know what happened, but
he just canceled. Thanks, Flo.
That's why I'm actually angry. I knew that was going to cost us the interview.
Damn it. You said it yesterday.
I said it.
During the game.
I texted you. Yep. I texted you. I said, there goes the interview.
Yeah, they know what we're going to ask. No softballs on the
Yeah.
That's a bad situation. But Flo did put this young man in a bad situation.
He did. Yeah. He totally did. Put him, I think, in a bad situation in the locker room with the – he's going to put a nice face on it. They're going to say he's very mature. They're all going to say the right things. Fitzpatrick said it, right? This is to his team. There's no question about it. But, man, did you open up a messy can of worms here? I really think so. I mean, what are you going to do if they're down 14 to the Jets Sunday in the first half? But they're down 14 to the stinky Jets. What are you going to do?
What's your precedent? What's your threshold? We don't know his threshold on Tua, but he has one because he hit – the threshold that he hit already, Hawk, was fourth quarter down by 10. So right. How far does that move back? Second right. quarter down by 20? Third right. quarter down by 16, like what's your threshold? Because you have one. Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it.
Got to go back and get Josh Rosen.
I don't like that at all.
Finally, guys, an In-N-Out Burger opened up in Colorado. People were so hyped over the weekend. They waited up to 14 hours in a 2-mile-long drive-through line in Colorado for In-N-Out Burger.
Amazing. Amazing. Today was the 1 year ago today, popped up on my Snapchat. My family and I, we were in Vegas. And this was the today, 1 year ago today, my wife and son's first meal at an In-N-Out Burger. And it's good. But man, as much as you know I love pop culture food and Whataburger and deep dish pizza in Chicago, whatever, yeah, I ain't waiting 14 hours for nothing.
I was going to say, help me with this, Hawk, because this is right up your alley. Do you take a lunchbox to wait to get food?
Right, you got to bring meals to wait. But the whole thing is, like, I remember when Shake Shack opened on Glades Road in Boca, and this was a big deal because there weren't any Shake Shacks down here. They were mostly all in New York. And Shake Shack opened, and I remember there was about an hour and a half wait for Shake Shack. And I remember telling my wife, I'm like, yeah, you know what? It'll be here in a month. Like, I want to experience it. I definitely want, but I'm not waiting an hour and a half. Like, no, I'm not doing that. If I'm in Chicago, you know, I'm only going to be there for a week, and I go to Uno or Due or Lou Malnati's, and it's, you know, a 45-minute wait or an hour wait, that's fine. That's one thing. But for a burger and fries, like, yeah, I made you wait.
Remember, but like we waited like 40 minutes Giordano's?
Yep. Probably Giordano's, yeah. But for a burger and fries, like, and the place isn't going anywhere, and it's going to be where I live. Yeah, I'll wait a couple weeks for the line to die down.
Those are your headlines, sponsored by Modelo Especial.
But get animal style if you get it.
Oh,
all right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
The perfect beer for your home tailgate, Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with the fighting spirit. Your weather update from the Ectrogen Weather Center right now in South Florida. 79 degrees, partly cloudy. Looking to my left here, the sun is out. Tonight, the lows will drop to around 72 degrees. That is your weather.
One other thing, by the way, I don't think you mentioned. Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins both have tested positive for the Ravens for COVID. They are supposed to play Thanksgiving night on NBC and on 560. The game, according to NFL Network, remains as scheduled. 8:20 p.m. Thanksgiving night, Ravens and Steelers, which, by the way, I think is the best game on the docket. I'm looking forward to that one. Will Manso from Local 10 is going to join us next. We're going to get his opinion on the Tua Tagovailoa situation. The Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs are open. It's finally time to change up your routine and live life safely. Make Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant... Now that I could see waiting 14 hours for the free lunch at Cheetah, because you get some pleasant views with it, if you understand. Enjoy gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They do happy hour until 6. If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu. They've got things like wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs and pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. You got to check it out, see for yourself. You can grab your buddies after work, head on over to any Cheetah Club, West Palm Beach, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, happy hour until 6. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. You can enjoy $100 bottle specials at all Cheetah Clubs Sundays through Wednesdays. So that is tonight. And you can get all the football action at any Cheetah Club. Maybe some Monday night football tonight or Saturday, college football Sunday, pro football. If you're in the Hallandale Beach area, you stop by Cheetah Hallandale. They've got the ultra high-tech sports lounge there. It's got the HD TVs, giant projector screens, leather couch seating, and the most amazing entertainment in town. And the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, they want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and they want to thank you for your continued support. If you want more info, visit their website. It's cheetahsofl.com. Will Manso from Local 10, next on Hockman and Crowder.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, I'll start with Chuck here. Chuck in Miami Gardens.
What do they do?
That's for you, Crowder.
Hawk and Crowder.
All right, let's talk to Will. We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso, sports anchor, sports director at Local 10 here in Miami. Also during basketball season, which is going to be here before you know it, during the heat season, you see him on Fox Sports Sun. And Will, you watched yesterday. We've talked about this all day. You watched yesterday. Tua gets pulled. And I thought it was maybe a little tweak of the leg or being cautious. But we know that it was strictly based on performance. Your thought is and was and will be what?
I wasn't a fan of it. I just don't, you know, and I still, part of me, as it's, you know, been 24 hours now, and you just kind of let it sit and think about it. I have to imagine that the pounding that Tua was taking, the struggling of the offensive line, getting sacked six times, getting rolled on, you know, the leg twisted around on that final sack, I think it had to weigh a little bit into it. And we just listened to Brian Flores a short time ago with his media session today, and he stressed, look, it was just a spark. And if we're going to take it at face value that it's just for spark and because he felt Ryan Fitzpatrick gave them the best shot in that moment, then I'm confused, because he then turned around and said, I have full confidence in Tua as my starter moving forward. There's no controversy there. He is the starting quarterback. We have full confidence in him. So if you do, why not give the kid a chance? To me, the way you learn is by going through those experiences. And we can't sit here and think that during the course of this season and his long career, hopefully, that Tua is not going to have bad games and moments like that where he's challenged, where the team is down. And to me, you want to see how a young guy responds. You don't want to bench him and then say, okay, veteran, try to save us. And then the kid goes back out next week. So if it's at face value, I don't agree with it.
And Will, like we were talking about that too, with a threshold where it was just 10 points as well. Like mm-hmm. we were saying, if it was 30 points, 40 points, you're getting blown out. Come on, Fitzy, see if you can throw some points on the board. At 10 points, I think that also, you know, throws something in the locker room where guys are looking mm-hmm. around at Fitzy and Tua. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I'm curious too, Channing, you as a guy that played, because this is one thing I definitely can't tell you from a player perspective, because I wanted to ask Brian Flores today, I didn't get the chance to it, I didn't get called on, but I mean, the point being, is the quarterback, right, different from every other player, meaning, look, you as a linebacker, right, you know that at times in a formation or in a series, they may decide to go in a different look, maybe have more, you know, more cover guys, move guys around. Defensive linemen, you see guys rotate all the time. It's part of football. Guys go in and out. The one position you don't see it is quarterback. So to me, I know what Flo is saying, that, hey, we want to put our best players on, our best chance to win. But I think for a quarterback, that's different. I think your quarterback, if it's your starter and that's who you're going with, and in this case it's Tua, he's your best chance to win at all times. Even if he struggled through three quarters, even if you're down 10, it doesn't matter. You have picked him to be your guy and your leader. I think the QB position is different. I don't think you can handle that in the, hey, the best guy, let me rotate a guy in. And I'm curious if this situation came up again later in the year, which you have to imagine there'll be a point the Dolphins are down in the fourth quarter, are you going to do this again? You know, how do you gauge that? And I don't agree with it. I just think you stick with Tua and you ride it out.
Well, the quarterback is different. I hate when people act like they're not. That's why they get more money. That's why there's, you know, there's only two of them, you know, active on game day. Yes, that's mm-hmm. they're different, and the psyche of them as well. You pull a linebacker when I was playing and Zach played on third down, I didn't give a damn. It's Zach Thomas. the quarterback psyche is bigger than any other position on the field, Will. So I'm with you
100%. I agree with you. And I figured that's what it is. It's just, you know, I know what Flo's trying to sell, the every man is the same theory. But let's be honest, every man's not the same. Tua's not the same. He's the quarterback, and he's the future. And I think you do have to treat him differently.
Yeah, I think it was such an interestingly bad decision. Like, it's not just and we've gone out of our way to say this. Will Manso from Local 10 is with us. We've gone out of our way to say this. I love Brian Flores. I trust him as my head coach. I made the point that I love Len Wiener, our program director, but I don't agree with every decision that he makes. Mm-hmm. So I can trust in the head coach and still question this particular decision. But this decision seems so curious to me because I would submit to you this. There is not a starter in the NFL who is entrenched as a starter. I'm not talking about a guy who's at the tail end of his run with a particular team where you know it's the end. I'm not talking about a Ben DiNucci who comes in as a stopgap because people... I'm talking about the entrenched starter on an NFL team who has not thrown an interception, is only down 10 with 14 minutes to go. Two scores in one quarter, that is not an insurmountable deficit. And it's not like you're taking him out to have mercy on him. He hasn't thrown four picks and thrown for 14 yards. I find this decision so quizzical that I'm having a tough time finding precedent for it, right? I mean, can you think of a starter, like an entrenched starter, that would have been pulled in that situation?
No, and because Flores really doubled down on it today and really stuck with that theory, it almost made me feel even more so that it was really protecting his young quarterback, that he was just, Flo was going to take it and say, hey, look, you know, I'm dealing with it. I wanted a spark. But in reality, you know, how weird would it be or different would it be if he came out and said, I wanted to protect my young quarterback from injury. He was taking a lot of hits, and I felt like, you know, maybe we can get a spark with Fitz. Does that change it a little bit? I'm not sure, you know, because you don't want to see the kid's injured if he's not, but he was definitely banged up, and he was definitely getting hit hard. Injury and banged up, two different things, I get it. But to your point, I can't, you know, and listen, Tua's a, I think we all agree, a really good young quarterback who the sky is the limit. You've got a lot of bad quarterbacks in this league who are entrenched as starters on their teams that don't get the hook like that in down 10 in the fourth quarter. So I don't have a precedent for it. I would hope that this is the only time we have this discussion. I would hope that when the Dolphins are down 10 again in a fourth quarter, and again, it will happen this year at some point, that you let the kid, your starter, ride out and see what he could do.
And, Will, I think a story that was overshadowed, obviously, by the, you know, Tua getting benched was just physical domination. Bro, in the trenches, 190 yards rushing out of the Broncos. We had 3 yards of carry. They just whooped us as grown men. Does that have something to do with a lot of young guys playing, do you think?
Yeah, and I think, you know, look, I think the bigger question, too, moving forward is, Flo said it today, Tua is a starting quarterback, so there's no controversy. You know, you move on from that knowing he's your guy, and you forget about what happened yesterday with the decision to pull him. But the bigger issue here is the offense hasn't looked good in a while. It hasn't. The receivers aren't getting separation. The line in particular, though, has been the issue. You know, if you want Tua to get in that pocket, like Chan Gailey has these play calls where maybe you keep him in the pocket and you don't roll him around, you got to give him more than a second and a half or 2 seconds. You got to give, you know, what do they always say about a young quarterback, right? Your best friend is a running game, right? I mean, have a running game. You got to get him a consistent running game. We've seen it a couple of times in the last few weeks while he's played. We didn't see it yesterday, which goes with that O-line, which you mentioned, just got dominated in the trenches. I mean, guys were getting thrown around. But I think the most disappointing part of yesterday that's being overshadowed by the Tua talk is that the defense, which has been one of the best in the NFL, just got destroyed by a mediocre offense, an offense that looked clueless to start and then figured it out, and the Dolphins never had the answer. The 1-2 punch at running back and then Locke finding guys and moving around, it never stopped. And that's the most disappointing part to me, is because that's your bread and butter. Your defense is where you expected the Dolphins to dominate yesterday, and they got dominated instead.
How much credence, though, do you put in this loss, though? I mean, did we really expect that they were going to run the table? They had a nice little winning streak going. We don't think that they're the 72 Dolphins by any stretch. So no. To me, they were going to have a hiccup here and there. I think we even talked about it last week, Crowder, where it's like, hey, they're not going to go undefeated the rest of the season. Like, you would expect that they'll beat the Jets this coming Sunday. But, I mean, do you put too much stock in this one loss? Wow, the defense, they got manhandled. The offensive line, they got manhandled. Mm-hmm. The offense wasn't really – like, do you put that much stock in it, or you move on?
No, I move on. The only thing I put a little stock in is the offensive line, because there have been little cracks there the last few weeks that I think you've started to see some areas of concern, you know, and Channy mentioned the young guys. Maybe the young guys midway through their season, you know, look, there's also been injuries there as well. We can't discard that. Maybe you're seeing a little bit more of where they'll struggle there, and that's sort of a concern. This team is far from perfect, guys. We know this is not a finished product. We know this team wasn't going to go, you know, 13-3, 12-4, dominating. This is a team that's ahead of schedule, probably where you expect them to be, that has a rookie quarterback playing. I think we have to be a little patient. I think yesterday was kind of a reality check, you know, as, hey, there's going to be bumps in the road. The only area that would concern me a little moving forward is that offensive line. They got to figure some things out. They got to get the ball out quickly. They got to get Tua rolling out and moving around. They can't leave him back there like a sitting duck, because if not, you're going to see Ryan Fitzpatrick play again, but for all the wrong reasons. And that's the last thing this team needs.
Will, one other thing, too, the trenches, I'm 100% with you. But also, if I was going against the Dolphins moving forward, I would double-team Devontae Parker and just let somebody else beat me. Like, somebody has to step up. Who has to be that guy if another DC thinks the way I think?
Throw it to Antonio Callaway.
I mean, no, but let's be honest, guys. In a month ago, I'm sure you all on the show mentioned it. I know we, Clay and I, mentioned it on set. We were talking about the growth of Mike Gesicki. And since Tua has become the quarterback, that growth has kind of died. Like, where is Mike Gesicki? Is it an issue where he's not being targeted, not plays aren't being called? Is there just not a connection there between Tua and Gesicki? You know, I talked earlier saying, you know, the running back is the best friend, right? A running game. Well, the other cliche, too, is your tight end. You know, when you can get those short intermediate passes over the middle, get the ball out easy to the tight end, let him make some plays, you have a playmaking tight end. I think Gesicki, you know, we saw it on one of the passes from Fitzpatrick. He's got the talent to be that guy. So why is he not getting more looks? Again, is it Tua not finding him? Is it play calls? Is it Gesicki himself that needs to find ways to get open? I think he's the guy I turn to because he's shown the ability to be consistent. Unfortunately, he showed it with Fitzpatrick and hasn't shown it with Tua.
Will Manso from Local 10, Fox Sports Sun. Let me ask you the requisite heat question, because we saw Precious Achiuwa get drafted in the first round by them. And so the changes that they've made over the weekend, they get Mo Harkless, Avery Bradley. They re-sign Myers Leonard, Goran Dragic. Mm-hmm. They lose Jay Crowder and Derek Jones Jr. and Solomon Hill. What do you make of all the movement?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. First of all, you know, Goran Dragic talked earlier, and I was looking through the sound, and as I was logging the sound and looking at the info that I had from last time I heard Goran, it said October something, like October 6th or October 7th. I'm thinking to myself, my God, we just talked to Goran in the last month about the NBA Finals and his injury, and now we're talking about the season. That's insane, about a new season. That's first thing. Second thing, guys, I think this offseason has gone the way you kind of saw it would, and Pat Riley said it would. They were never going to make the big move this offseason. It just, unless something really fell into place that was unlikely, they weren't going to get that superstar. But what they did was, I can't sit here and tell you they got better for sure. But I also can't sit and tell you that I think they're a worse team, that they've gone down. I think this is still a contender. I think the pieces you added with Harkless, with Bradley, bringing back Goran, bringing back Myers, I think they could be as good as they were last year, which was damn good. They made it to the finals. But I think the most important thing is they kept their flexibility. You know, I mean, look, this team is all about when are you going to pounce on that next big move? That's what matters. And they've allowed themselves to have the flexibility to do it. So it's not going to be this offseason, you know, obviously, but it's going to come at some point where Riley's ready to pounce, and they are still in position to do so while also having a very competitive and, I think, one of the better teams in the East.
Will Manso, Local 10. We got to thank Brian Flores, though, for giving us a Christmas present a little bit early with that move, huh? I mean, something to talk about.
Oh, man. That, of all the things, if you would have said, hey, you're coming on the show next Monday, the last thing I would think is about Tua being benched. I mean, that was definitely,
it's
out of nowhere.
It's crazy. You know, and a bunch of people, since we've been talking about, a bunch of people have texted in, well, Fitzpatrick gave them that spark, and I'm like, the dude gave them 3 extra points and an interception. Like,
yes,
it didn't work.
Near
like, it did not work. Like this guys, whole notion that nothing. All of a sudden the offense was zipping. Like, I would like to see Tua in that situation 100 out of 100 times over Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Amen.
Because Fitzpatrick, as much as I love him, did exactly what he does.
He does what he does. He gives you a spark. He makes some nice plays where he surprises you, and then he throws a pick. I mean, that's why he's been in the league as a backup for, what, 17 years, and God bless him, yeah. But that's what he is. Yeah. And the Dolphins feel they have much more in Tua, so why not give him a chance? Like I said, I hope we never have this discussion again.
I did not understand that. All right. Will Manso, Local 10, thank you for making time for us, Will. We always enjoy talking to you.
Anytime, guys. We'll talk soon.
We'll get an actual quarterback's opinion of it in the 4 o'clock hour. Danny Cannell is going to join us. Oh. I tweeted out the picture of Will to promote the interview. I tweeted out a picture of Will, just interviewing someone at Marlins Park or whatever. And it came off the 560 and the 790 Twitter accounts. And Will, I guess, retweeted it and wrote, "I look so serious."
These sneak up shots on people, man.
Mike Cuno at CBS4 weighed in. Hockman is messing with you too. He must be stopped. I didn't even do it on purpose.
Yes,
I just
you
wanted
did.
To... No, I didn't.
Bro, as good as Will Manso looks, and that Will Manso's a good looking dude. That looks crazy.
All right, there you go. All right, we've got Danny Cannell though. He's gonna join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
I've been telling y'all about my good friend Eric Nunez down at Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet for years now. If you haven't gone down there, you're the one missing out on Loopback Road. They've been giving generation after generation of families the best deal on Chevy since the 50s. That's right, the 50s. Helping generation after generation get those deals, and no one has ever sold a Chevy for less. Listen now, and no one will ever sell a Chevy for less, because that's what Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, they love giving you the best deal. Eric told me that there's some fake deals going on, pricing, internet, on TV. Then you get down to the dealership, they throw another 10, 15 grand on. Loopback Road does not do that. The price they show is the price you get, because they want to make their customers happy. With the thousands of new and pre-owned vehicles in stock for immediate delivery or pickup, you can go down there, and I'm telling you, this showroom's immaculate. Eric has his staff down there. They win awards. There's a trophy. There's a trophy case on the wall. Service department, sales staff, they're so helpful. There are trophies on the wall. Go down there, test drive these beautiful Chevys. Take you a nap. You know I love my Chevys. I love these Chevrolets. If you're not comfortable with going down to the showroom, then shop online, and they will deliver it to your house, your mom's house, your house, wherever you want. Because like I said, all that Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet wants to do is get you in one of these beautiful Chevrolets for the lowest price anywhere. They'll treat you like family and get you in that vehicle for the lowest price, and I'm telling you, it is a guarantee. Loopback Road Coconut Creek Chevrolet, find new roads.
All right, we'll take a quick break. It's a Tua Monday dominating the news. We'll have more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, giddy up.
Hawk and Crowder.
I enjoyed a couple funky Buddhas during the Dolphins game. And I thought, I'm telling you, watching the game, I thought that Tua got pulled because he had tweaked a leg or something. I didn't think it was serious because you saw him standing there on the sideline. But then I really had to crack open a funky Buddha after the game when I found out that he was pulled for performance. I need something to drown my sorrows.
It's funny you say that. I was trying to do a cleanse. I had like this Arden Garden cleanse where you drink like citrus juice and water, and it's no calories.
Nothing else. You don't eat anything. You don't eat anything else.
Nope. It was like 4 pills a day, wheatgrass shots, and just juice, like a juice cleanse. And when they pulled Tua and we started texting, I went and bust me a hop gun open, man. I was like, bro, I can't do it anymore. I got to go get the good stuff. So I had to bust me a hop gun open.
I'm telling you, I got a text from Jim DeJoseph saying that he cracked open a funky Buddha for his victory lap. I'm telling you, I'm on this text thread, and Jim DeJoseph is swearing that Tua had to have gotten pulled for performance. And I'm like, no, he's injured. There's that, like, and... Yeah, he got it right. But now I'm looking at a tweet from Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, and this is what he tweets. Rewatching that tape for the Miami Dolphins is hard for me to accept that Tua got pulled for his performance. It wasn't even remotely close to being poor. And then he points out, the offensive line got overwhelmed. There were 3 drops. going on fourth quarter drive and three offensive line penalties, crush it. And then he writes, one missed throw, one missed read. So that's not a performance that gets you pulled when you're a starter in the NFL. That's why it's so bizarre to me. Like, that performance, again, I sound like a broken record, but three interceptions, you're down 28-0, and you literally look lost out there. You get pulled for mercy so that you don't embarrass yourself. The performance that Tua was giving, while it wasn't inspiring, and he wasn't really moving them down the field very much, and he was taking sacks, and he wasn't running, he wasn't getting rid of the ball quick enough, it wasn't getting pulled worthy. And then you throw into the mix, he's your fifth overall pick yeah. in the NFL draft. He's a stellar college quarterback. He's going to be the future. Like, I just don't get it. I am so damn confused by it. And then, again, just to rebut the people texting in going, yes, but they needed a spark, and Fitzy gave him the spark. He didn't. He gave them 3 points and an interception. That's not a spark.
And being down and going in, and they ran empty five wide the whole time. Like, it was a whole different offense that they ran with Tua as well, which was crazy to me. If you wanted to pull somebody, I brought it up earlier, they should have pulled the Landon Roberts ass because he didn't know what was going on in the run game. They should have pulled Austin Jackson because that man was dopping his ass off that right side of that line. They had a lot of people to pull over Tua if they just wanted to teach somebody a lesson for performance. Tua's performance was better than, I would say, there's about 8 starters that I think should have been pulled before Tua got pulled if you watch that game.
Right, that happens to be a good point. I mean, they were getting outplayed in so many different positions that Tua wasn't, to me, even on the radar. Like, they were still in the game. And I understand, like, they were in the game because of a great interception by Xavier Howard, who, by the way, I mean, can we talk about him? There are receivers that don't catch that ball. Like, that was an unbelievable interception. So that kid is unbelievably good.
And I know we had him on last week, and you know he has a long career left in his league, Hawk. But they found Nick Needham in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't leave him alone. They wherever left, right, middle, outside, they found where Needham was, and they were going after him. They were picking on people, which you could see. It was clear as day in that game, Sonny. They were picking on people, and Nick Needham was one of them, and Landon Roberts was the other. You know I'm critical of linebacker play. This dude had an eye patch on. He was a pirate out there. There's no way he had both eyes working.
And that was part of the frustrating thing of watching the game yesterday, too, was it was Drew Lock picking them apart.
Oh,
like that. That's the part that was frustrating. You know, it was a sucker's bet. You know, Darren Revelle had tweeted out yesterday, and we were on it. We bet the Dolphins yesterday. We had the Dolphins -3.5. 90% of the public bet the Dolphins yesterday. That almost never happens. 90%. That is when you call the prohibitive public play. The public thought the NFL or the bookmakers were giving out free money yesterday, and you all learned a lesson. If the line looks too good to be true or you don't understand the line, there's probably a reason why, i.e. that Hurricanes Vatek line. Like, they know stuff. But that was, I mean, it was just one of those games where you're like, no, it doesn't matter if it's Drew Lock or Brett Rypien. Like, the Dolphins are just a better team. But, you know, maybe we just slow our roll a little bit with the Dolphins here. They rattled off 5 in a row, and it's great, and they're still in the hunt there in the AFC East. But let's slow our roll. They're not the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. So you think the only person smarter than the bookies are you, huh?
No, not at all, because no, we went down in flames with the rest of the 90%.
We sure did. Hawk, you know what they did to us, to be honest, if you think about it? They did what the Buffalo Bills did, run the ball and run crossers. Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, and run away from our secondary because we're in man. Like, they saw that, and they saw the success, and other teams, they did not have the personnel to do what the Broncos did. They didn't have the personnel to just run the ball. What did they run the ball? 33 times for 189 yards. Like, that's embarrassing. If I was on this defense, I'm embarrassed to give up 190 damn yards rushing on 33 carries. That's 5 yards a pop. Like, that's,
by the way,
that's taking your candy, Hawk. That's taking your Halloween candy. That's what that's doing.
How about that Van Ginkle punch out, though? at the goal line on who was that? Melvin Gordon, I think. Yeah. I mean, that was a big time, another big time play by the defense, that by Xavier Howard and that punch out by Van Ginkel. I mean, those are big time plays. Kept you in the game.
Yeah, defense. I'm telling you, defense is good if they can stop the run.
Yep.
They can play. They can blitz. They can, you know, their secondary is tight. They can cover, you know, not they can cover 5-6 seconds, but they can cover. They'll lock you down for a little bit. But, bro, if you can't stop the run, that's what people are going to do to you all day. And nobody's tried it until yesterday. And the Broncos just showed the NFL. And I'm telling you this moving forward now, fans, listeners, the other teams are going to watch that, and that's what they're going to come out and do. They're going to try to take our Halloween candy. They're going to try to officer coffee us. They're going to come out and, you think you tough, don't you? And they are going to pound our tails as long as they can.
You think you tough.
There we go, officer that's coffee.
That's Frank Gore walking up to the line on Sunday with the Jets.
You think you tough.
Oh, never mind. This is Adam Gase. He's going to throw the ball 82 times. He's the dummy. Who we play after that?
Right. That's the real test. Yeah. Very interested in the 4 o'clock hour to hear what Danny Cannell has to say about the situation yesterday. I'm going to talk about Healthnetics CBD here. You hear me talk about them on this radio program and very excited to do so. Healthnetics CBD, that's a premium brand CBD that I prefer. And people are using CBD because they believe it might have benefits from relieving aches and pains after a workout, to promoting a restful night's sleep. And you gotta know, I point this out, all CBD companies are not the same, and that's why I use Healthnetics. Healthnetics is a premium brand CBD. It's available online at healthnetics.com. You'll go to that website. You'll see why I rave about them. Healthnetics CBD products are an effective, all-natural option for a healthy mind and body. Healthnetics products are made in the USA. They're THC-free, they undergo rigorous third-party lab testing to ensure quality and purity, and all the lab results are linked from a QR code right there on the beautiful packaging, so you know you're getting what you paid for. By the way, because this is a beginning of holiday season, holiday gift sets are now available. You could pick up a drop and a balm, and it comes with a special holiday candle, all in a gift box at a 30% discount. So you can give the gift of health and wellness this holiday season with Healthnetics holiday gift sets. There's nothing to lose. Healthnetics gives you a 100% money-back guarantee. I can't say it enough. Many people believe Healthnetics CBD may relieve stress, improve sleep during these stressful times. Find out for yourself. Trust the brand I use. Go to healthnetics.com. Go there right now. H-E-A-L-T-H. Healthnetics. N-E-T-I-C-S. Healthnetics.com. Go there right now. Use the promo code TICKET. And you get 10% off your first order and free shipping. And like I said, they have a 100% money-back guarantee. So go to healthnetics.com, use the promo code TICKET, get 10% off and free shipping. That website, again, is healthnetics.com. 4 o'clock hour next on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Poop through a goose.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.